Good morning, thanks for tuning in. Well, the local share market's going to be in for a weaker start this morning. The futures are saying the ASX 200 will be down by just over 1% when trade gets underway. And that comes at the hands of the SPY ending around session lows. As you can see here, it was a pretty spirited sell-off in the final stages of the after-hours session. That reflected the same experience for the broader US market. The S&P 500 finishing down by almost 1.2%. And that's quite the contrast with where we saw that index at its best levels of the session. It was up by almost 2%. Hard to believe to see such a turnaround in the absence of any sort of meaningful news, apart from suggestions that there were new cases of the Omicron variant of the COVID-19 virus being detected in California. But that could be used just as an excuse, really. In the early part of the session, buyers were very keen to push the markets higher following some much better than expected readings on a range of fronts in economic terms. We saw factory activity, be it at the reporting of the market version of manufacturing activity or indeed the ISM version. Both of those indices were showing that factory activity in the US continued to expand over the course of the last month. There were some very encouraging numbers where job creation was concerned, according to the ADP report. 534,000 jobs were added to the US economy in the last month. That was 10,000 better than what the markets had anticipated. So that went hand in glove with the narrative that was being offered by the head of the US Federal Reserve in the last couple of days in his testimonies to Congress. And so the markets were quite encouraged by that. Of course, in the back of everyone's thinking, there's that line that was offered by Mr. Powell in relation to the possibility that the Fed will wind up its bond purchasing earlier rather than later. But the market seems to have gotten to grips with all of that. Elsewhere, as far as the European experience is concerned, that really captured the peak of the optimism on Wall Street. So at the close of trade, we had the German DAX up by 2.5%, having fallen by 1.2% the day before. The FTSE was up by 1.5%, and the CAC 40 in Paris was up by about 2.4%. So as you can see, the turnaround quite graphic in its nature, and that's the sort of thing that's going to leave a residue for the next couple of sessions, although you could make a case for investors taking a cautious approach given the fact that over the course of the next day we're going to see a fair bit of economic news. We've got an OPEC meeting, and then additionally we've got the US non-farm payrolls report to be released. So there's still a lot to get through as far as the back end of the week is concerned. So in terms of the Australian experience today, there are going to be two important outcomes that linger in the back of everyone's minds given what's happened in the last couple of days. Yesterday's national accounts figures were better than expected. That contraction was shallower than what the market was anticipating. It was still a big slowdown, but in the context of things, markets are looking forward and they are firmly fixed on the idea that coming quarters will be much better. There's a very high savings rate which is ready to be deployed by households, that being at around 20% is the highest since the GFC. So once there is an unfettered opening of the economy, there's a lot of powder to be deployed, gunpowder to be deployed in terms of the firepower behind spending. Elsewhere, there were some encouraging Chinese PMI figures in the last day as well, and that sort of went hand in glove with the narrative that we heard from the Vice Premier of China in the last day, indicating that Chinese growth is going to exceed targets in the year ahead. So they were two of the factors that helped support the market yesterday. That will still be there available for investors to consider if things get a little bit rocky over the course of today. We've got lending figures, international trade and retail sales figures to get through today. So a bit of economic news to round out the ending of the week. The Aussie dollar got marked down aggressively overnight, so it's back to around 71 US cents.